Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you so much for checking us out again this week. We have escaped the Toad's Boardwalk, and now we are once again on the high seas, Rodrigo.
Mm-hmm. The high astral seas.
Oh, the high astral seas. Come sail away. Come sail away. Come sail away with me.
Hard to get much higher.
That they were angels.
All right, all right, all right. We don't want to get sued, okay? Yes, as was pointed out last time
on Critical Hit,
you guys were able to escape the Toad's Boardwalk.
Hooray.
And were brainstorming about what the best course forward was. And after some of that, everybody went to bed except for Orym, who is
yo ho ho with a bottle of rum.
Yes, yes, that's right. Orym, who is at the helm, and everybody else can get a full rest. You know, reset your action points, dailies, encounters, hit points, surges, etc.
Nice.
And then eventually. Who comes to relieve Orym?
Ket will.
Okay. So Ket comes to relieve Orym.
Hello, Ket.
Evening.
So if we hadn't gotten into a fight, and I'm guessing that was your bar.
Yeah.
If we hadn't gotten into a fight, what would we have done? Just waited there until the rest of the armada pulled in, or... did you have some other plan?
There's a couple of other contacts I may have been able to speak with the new news.
Hmm.
About we'd have been able to plan some things out a little more cautiously, at least.
Mm-hmm. How big, I mean, how many ships did we see when we were on Ket's boat, Rodrigo? How many were in that group?
Looked to be about 20.
Okay. And they were not all those big battleships, right? They were like regular ships too?
Yeah. So he had some like big battleships. He had some like small attack ships.
Mm-hmm.
And he had some like tankers and galleys. But even those had some weaponry fitted to them. They're just not warships, right? They're not good at like turning around and stuff.
Sure. So... I'm concerned, Ket, because we're going to go up against Asmodeus' stronghold. And do you think you have enough firepower in your fleet to even cause a distraction?
I say, is what they saw the extent of the fleet?
Pretty close. There's maybe a couple other ships, but that was the majority of it.
Barely.
Hmm. I wish there was a way we could just teleport the whole group right inside the lighthouse.
I'd take just getting onto the island.
Yeah. But the way that it was described, even that is going to take a long time to get from the docks to the center of the island.
But if we could sneak ourselves onto the island,
yeah,
we wouldn't be.
You don't have any extra hats of disguise laying around?
Those were sold off. I'm sure Randus could put more together if he wanted to.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to think of some way of sneaking through. I mean, certainly there are some of us that are more sneaky than others. And the less attention we can call to ourselves, I think the better off we're going to be once we get there. Unless you don't think that that's a thing we should do. I mean, I've always said that we need to wreck this place and make it not fun for Asmodeus to want to be in charge. Well, anyway, you know where we're going. I hand him the wheel and I'm gonna go meditate for a while. So I go down and I'm gonna go to the bow of the boat.
Okay.
And meditate at the bow of the boat.
Okay. When you go there, you find a drumstick.
Oh. Hi, Drumstick.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Tired.
Oh, yeah? You had a rough day?
It was not pleasant.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, I got something that'll cheer you up.
And what is that?
I found you a magic book.
A magic book? Oh, that's wonderful. May I see it?
Yeah, come look.
Okay, I'll follow Drumstick.
Yeah, she goes below deck and then rounds a corner and comes back dragging a big leather-bound book.
Oh, where did you find this?
I found it on the whatever that island was.
Oh, really? Okay. I pick it up. Thank you. What does it say on the outside?
It says property of Callista's Shipping.
Oh, okay. Mm. I think this is the ledger that the person at the dock was looking for. I open it up anyway just to check and make sure there aren't any stray spells laying around.
Nope. It's mostly just lines like ship when it came in, how much that pays, how it comes out, and what the like general kind of tax to Gamma is per transaction. It's a pretty well-kept ledger.
Mm, do I notice any fraud or evasion going on? Maybe that's how we can finally take down Asmodeus, is through tax evasion.
No. You are pretty sure that it wouldn't apply to Asmodeus anyway, because none of us, like, specifically you guys went to a dock where none of his ships were.
Ah, okay.
I mean, you can, you're pretty sure that you could figure out a, like, more efficient way to keep these. But, you know, it is just money in, money out kind of stuff. And she's like...
Plus, we probably shivved the god in charge of the IRS, so...
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't. this is
magic numbers, like your book.
This is definitely a magical book. This is a book that money comes in and money comes out, and it ensures that the economy runs correctly. So it is a type of magic... But not a magic that we could really use at this point. But thank you. If you find any other magical books on other islands that we visit.
I'll grab them and give them to you.
Okay. All right. Anything else that you found while you were on the island at the dock?
Sure.
What else did you find?
I found this.
Okay.
She goes somewhere and comes back with a monocle.
Oh, this is very nice. Who did you take this from?
An old man.
Oh, you're being very sneaky, I see. But do you think the old man needed this to maybe see?
Oh, what's it for?
It's to make sure that your blurry eyesight is better for people that don't have as good of eyes as you and I do.
Well, I don't know. He wasn't using it. It was like hanging from his pocket on a little chain.
Yeah, it's usually used at times when you're reading a magical book like this one. And I hold it up to my eyes, and I do a stuffy person impression looking through the book. Whoa, oh, this person owes me money. Whoa, like that.
Yeah. She cracks up.
Yeah.
Like, it's clear that she's not sure what you're, making fun of, but she likes that you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what a chaos agent is?
Me?
Yes.
Is it, like, a haircut?
It can be.
Yeah.
Do you think sometimes that you act and some of the things that you do while you're trying to be mischievous actually might cause harm to other people?
Well, I'm not trying to cause harm to anyone.
Yeah.
I do it because it's fun.
I know it seems like fun, but sometimes, like, I know hiding the flag and finding the flag, that game, I know that was fun, but that actually hampered ship's communications. And so that slowed everybody down and caused confusion and chaos. And now the old man at the dock is probably going to get in trouble because he lost his magic book here. And he's not going to be able to see correctly, even if he does find the book.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
I understand that you're wanting to have fun. And fun is good. But sometimes we can all take fun a little bit too far.
Well, I didn't mean to do that.
I know you didn't.
maybe I can do it backwards.
What do you mean?
Instead of hiding stuff, maybe I can find stuff that's already been hidden.
Oh, that probably would be a good thing.
Yeah, like this one. And she like pulls out a bottle.
Oh, and what is this?
It's a potion of cure light wounds.
Potion of cure light wounds. Nice. And where did you find this?
I don't know. It's just been hidden around.
Huh. On this ship?
No, it was on the dock.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure we can find some use for this. Do you know what stealing is?
Yes, I do.
Did you steal this?
I guess I did.
And how does that make you feel, knowing that someone could be using this cure light wounds right now to cure a light wound? And now they don't have the potion.
I guess I hadn't thought about that.
I mean, it was fun when you did it, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes actions have consequences that we don't always see.
Yeah, that's why you run away before the consequences catch up to you.
Yeah, and I know. That's the sad part, right? I mean, I think, all of us, including me, have run away from things when we didn't think about it, and it had bigger repercussions later that are always not so good to deal with. And I know that's hard. I know you've been hanging out in the Feywild and having fun in the Feywild, and you've had some crazy adventures with the crew that was originally on this ship.
And the ghost.
And the ghost, yes. The ghost. The ghost is not around anymore, right? It's Randus.
Now, Randus is a robot.
Right, but before, was he a ghost?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, what ghost are you talking about?
He's like the ghost of the ship.
Oh.
Shows up and tells me stuff.
And, like, what does the ghost of the ship tell you? Could I meet the ghost of the ship?
Well, I guess. He's not here today.
Okay. And like, what was the last thing that the ghost of the ship said to you?
The ghost of the ship said to me, there's a thing over there.
Uh-huh. And what was the thing?
I forget.
Okay. Do you think that this is a helpful ghost of the ship, or is this one of those agents of chaos that I was just mentioning?
Well, it's polite, at least.
I mean, people can be polite and still do bad things, or things that have negative consequence.
Yeah. That's more fun that way. Because if you're polite, people let you do stuff.
I suppose.
You can say like, oh, let me just borrow this, and then you never bring it back.
Okay. I understand. Is there something that you haven't told us about things that are going on the ship?
Oh, I'm guessing there's lots of stuff I haven't told you, but I don't remember what all I've already told you.
Hmm.
There was like a whole change of cast.
I come to the understanding of that. I heard that there was a fighter guy and a dwarf guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was...
Like a bald guy, except he wasn't bald no more.
Oh, yeah?
He grew out all his hair.
Oh, that sounds like what they were saying was his name, Seven Owls Wise.
Yeah, but in his soul, he's bald.
Oh, his soul is bald? Can you see his soul?
Sometimes.
Can you see my soul?
Yeah.
Yeah? How does it look?
It looks sad.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
That's why I'm cheering you up with this book.
Well, this certainly explains a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there anything I can get you?
No, I don't think so. I'm fine right now.
Okay, well, if you see the ghost of the ship, please have it come talk to us. We'd be very happy to talk with it, to it. Try not to take things that don't belong to you, even though it seems like fun, unless you ask first.
Okay, I'll ask first, then I'll take them.
Yeah, or unless somebody specifically asks you to go and sneak and take something. Like if to say, you know what would be funny? Like if I were to say, you know what would be funny is to go and take the sandwich off of Sakaar's plate when he's not looking. That would be funny.
Oh, yeah. And if you tell me to do it, then it's not my fault.
Right, exactly.
I'm absolved of all responsibility.
Right, but if no one tells you to do that, you don't do that, okay?
All right.
Okay. And I hold out my hand to shake her paw.
Yeah, she gives you her paw.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. I need to go get some sleep. Do you sleep?
Yeah.
Or I'm going to meditate, I should say. Do you sleep or meditate?
I sleep.
Okay, well, I'm going to go
I sleep all the time.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go back up on deck, and I'm going to meditate there. You're more than welcome to come and sleep next to me if you like.
All right.
Okay. So we go back up on deck.
Okay.
Wave at Ket. Solve the mystery of the missing ledger.
Is that so?
Yep.
And?
Kind of give a side eye to a drumstick. Kind of do the head nod down over to drumstick.
Yeah, she's not paying attention.
Also, if you need a monocle or a potion of cure light wounds, we've got some of that as well.
One of those is moderately helpful.
Yes, I've got it in my handy haversack right now.
I hate the Feywild.
You know, I don't really care about the Astral Sea, so maybe we're even.
Sure. Go get some rest, Aurum.
I am planning on it. Come on, drumstick. I go up to the bow of the boat, find a comfy pile of rope, snuggle in, and do my meditations.
Okay. Yeah, she just kind of curls up, like, under her tail and goes to sleep.
All right.
Ket continues to sail, and after a while he can spot a couple of ships at the horizon. Probably around the time that everybody else is starting to get up, and certainly long enough for Aurum to reset to neutral.
I have been reset. Fire has been doing okay for me, so I think I will continue that.
Okay.
I recognize said ships?
You're pretty sure they're the ships you're looking for. But, you know, getting some eyes on it wouldn't hurt.
Yep. As I wait for other people to get up, but it doesn't look like we're in danger, so.
So what does everybody do when they get up?
Do my stretching exercises.
Okay.
Probably spend some time poring over whatever data I was able to get from the buoy.
Okay. I mean, it does look like your, like the general hypothesis that some islands pull you towards them and some others pull you away or push you away, it seems to be correct. Obviously, more data would be better. But the boardwalk does have a general pull to it.
Mm. All right.
Of course the boardwalk has a pull to it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. What does everybody else do?
I'll grab some breakfast.
Okay. Food today is spinach soup.
I mean, you put enough hot sauce in it, it's fine.
What is there anything non-spinachy?
Rolls. But it looks like the ship has determined that you guys are low on iron.
That's fair. I bled a lot.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty heavy on iron. Thank you very much.
Yep.
I think that's nickel.
How much do you actually eat?
Gotta use something to keep the algae tanks going.
That's depressing.
It is. And take that from a person who drinks blood for a living.
Ket, is that your ship up there?
Looks like them.
Can we flag them down or alert them? We're a pretty
Are
small
there any
ship.
Flags on this ship?
I'm sure somewhere.
Sure. Yeah.
Drumstick probably stole 6 or 10.
Yeah. There's a whole bucket
Are
full
any
of flags
on this ship that aren't mine.
Oh, no. Then definitely no. Actually, there might be other flags on the ship, but they didn't come from this ship.
I'll try to send a signal to the other ship.
Okay.
It is us with Ket. We need to
Aurum know semaphore?
Dork with you. Do you not pay attention to this entire show where Aurum is like taking all these sailing classes?
Aurum does basically have a minor in sailing at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say the majority of you at this point are way better at sailing than you know, the universe. So yes, Orym is able to flag them, and then he can look through a spyglass and see that they are in fact they've seen his messages and they are changing course to basically intercept with you guys.
Oh, good. They're coming this way. Did I get any message back?
Yeah, it's just like message received.
Okay.
Like heading over.
All right. Well, they should be here any minute.
Good. I can give them the wonderful news.
I'm sure they've been itching for a fight since you signed them up, correct?
They've been fighting regularly since we signed up.
Well, then they should be really happy that this might be the final battle.
I wouldn't necessarily couch it to them in those terms.
This is not going to be the final battle in the way they want.
I certainly wouldn't couch it to them in those terms.
Not planning on it.
All right, so after a little while, the ships, those two ships pull up. You recognize one of them as Ket's flagship, the Honeypot. I mean, you recognize the other one as well. It just hasn't been named.
I don't know that I mentioned before, but I do want to comment on the Honeypot being a wonderful name for a flagship.
Right.
I was just thinking I didn't like it, and it made me uncomfortable for some unarticulated reason.
So Honeypot can be a kind of a dirty euphemism for something else. But the general usage of it is like something that you set out for a trap, essentially.
Yeah.
So since that's what the ship is, that's what the ship
it's
is.
Very sweet bait.
The two ships will kind of do this thing that the Armada has gotten pretty good at, which is to basically everybody like line up so that you can move between them. We'll say that the two of them line up on the on one side of the region rather than flanking it, since the region is tiny compared to them.
Yeah, that's probably helpful.
But yeah, so after a little bit, Ket can get back on the Honeypot if he needs to.
Anyone care to join me?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Could at least be something other than spinach.
Well, there were all those pickles that we transferred over.
Spinach and pickles.
Mm-mm.
So honestly, Ket might want to bring some spinach soup because it's gonna be like something that's very different from what his people have been having. So they might really appreciate some spinach soup.
True.
Food exchange.
Yep. Take one of the buckets that was filled with that golden fluid, and then just fill it with soup.
When the regent gives you food, it looks like someone had been in there cooking. Like there will be like a pot full and like ladles and stuff, but you guys have never actually spotted anybody in the kitchen.
Probably the Gugga Ghost.
If you want to like pick up the pot and take it over, you can.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Whoever made this.
It was the ship.
Maybe.
Gives you what you need.
What we needed was iron.
Could be a ghost.
More to the point, how does it know what we need? That's
it. Listens.
It observes
our every move.
All right, you guys make it over onto the flagship. Pistonella meets you there. Oh, hey everyone.
Hello.
Hi, Pixo. It's nice to see you again. Pixo waves.
We brought soup.
Did Sakaar also bring over the packages that he still had strapped to his back by the time we got to the boat?
Nah, I would have probably had to lay down, so I can certainly pick them up and bring them with us.
Yeah,
sure.
So, the boardwalk's been compromised.
Yeah, I sort of had that idea when I saw Pixo.
The car has your things. We were at least able to pick up your order.
Oh, good. Gimme. She like takes like slings one over her shoulder and like carries the other one. Like sort of with both hands, like fully outstretched, like, you know, out forward and kind of like waddles away. Like, okay, I'm just going to go put these down. I'll be right back and you can tell me all about it. Or, you know, just follow me down to the workshop if you want.
Okay.
I turn to the first mate, reach into my pocket and pull out a bunch of flags. These might be yours.
Oh. Yeah. I've been looking for these. He, like, takes two and, like, hands you back the rest.
Okay. You might check with the others and see if they need some as well.
Okay. The captain from the other ship comes up as well. It's kind of a chunky human lady.
All right, so we've just got the two ships here right now, right?
Yep.
All right. So the boardwalk's been compromised. We need to regroup with the rest of the fleet. We have something large to discuss.
All right. Well, should we just set off now?
Unless you have any reason not to.
Nope, we were only going to the boardwalk to meet up with you and maybe take on some extra stock, but if we can't go there anymore, then there's no point. So we'll just head back to the rendezvous.
Mm. Were either of these ships the ones that actually carried the Regent? What was being repaired?
No.
Okay.
No, these are two, you know, relatively small, relatively fast ships.
All right.
So the captain of the other ship will get back on and basically start heading to the rendezvous. Is Ket going to stay on his flagship or is he going to go down to the Regent?
Ket will stay on his flagship.
Okay.
I suppose somebody better check in with Pistonella to see if she's going to be able to make those giant devices.
Yeah, definitely. We'll head down to her workshop and I'll give her the information I got.
And some of us probably ought to stick with the ship, too. We don't want to leave it behind. Well,
you can just leave Randis and everybody else can get on the Regent.
Okay, so that'd be me, Sakaar, and Little Sparkle.
Mm-hmm. On the Regent, and then Randis and Ket.
Yeah.
Oh, God, we're splitting the party. I can't.
No!
Yeah, but
we just got them back together.
At least you're with Team Pointy Bits.
It's Team Pointy Face, thank you.
I'm talking about my pointy bits.
Orym doesn't have a pointy face.
Yeah, but he never knows what color it is, so we'll give him half credit.
He's got like a slender chin, I think. So
yeah, angular, that somehow counts.
Well, plus his ears are pointy.
Yeah, see?
Very true. And ears are near the face.
Yeah. Anyway, Randis goes down to talk to Pistonella.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pistonella is like opening her presence.
Yeah. Ket will go with Randis.
Okay. Oh, hey guys, how long have you been standing there?
Like 10 seconds.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, so I did deploy the buoy thing and mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems to lead credence to your theory there. Definitely seems like the Toad's Boardwalk has an attractive force to it.
Oh, that's so great. That's going to make everything easier. If we factor that in as a variable, she like wheels out one of the boards that you guys have been working on. Why don't you plug that into there and see what we come up with it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll get the tallying.
Okay, and she gets to work. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, Ket, how long have you been standing there?
The same as Randis.
Oh. Well, what's up?
I was just going to see where you get with the project.
Well, with these parts and Randus's help, we should... I feel like I'll have a working prototype soon.
That can transport the fleet?
I think so. I mean, it'll be pretty unstable. I'd want to iterate on it a few times, but assuming we have time, that shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, we're not going to have time.
Oh. Well, in that case, I should have a very unstable prototype either way. I mean, it's the same thing, but it'll just be a little bit more dangerous, I guess. I'll try to like keep an extra good eye on stability.
All right. You two just do your thing.
Huh? Oh, hey, kid. How long have you been standing there?
When was the last time you slept, Pistonella?
When was the last time I slept, Randus?
I don't know. Did you ever sleep since we left?
I feel like I did while you were out there.
That's good.
Out there?
Yeah, out there doing stuff, like when you guys left. Like, I slept right before that.
What? Maybe you get, like, a little bit of sleep before you start this, because I wouldn't want you, you know, messing this up because you're sleep-deprived?
I don't know. I feel like I work better when I haven't slept. But, I mean, I could sleep now.
Yes. Go sleep. You forgot I was here twice in the last minute.
I guess that's true. She starts working again.
Pistonella.
Yeah? Oh, hey, Kat.
When did I get here?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Go to bed. That's an order.
All right. She puts a wrench down and goes off to bed.
Kat's going to find a place to sit down here.
At the shop?
At the shop.
Okay. Yeah, you can... You can uncover a chair without too many problems.
He'll let Randus bounce questions off of him.
Okay.
Not that he'll understand, like, half of it, but...
Kit's got a... Kit's picked up enough in his time. He's got a pretty intuitive understanding of arcane issues, so...
But Kit's intuitive understanding of arcane issues betrayed the group, so... Yeah. No, Kat's just going to stay down here so Pistonella doesn't come back in 20 minutes.
That makes sense. All right. Well, is Randus just going to keep working?
Yeah, I suppose I'll keep working at it.
Okay. So. All right. Well, you guys continue sailing for a while. Yeah. I mean, how long is Kat going to guard the door?
4 hours.
Yeah, probably a lot. Like, after a good 30 minutes, he might actually start asking Randus some questions if Randus hasn't gone straight
up for air.
Mad scientist mode.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do you have any questions that you'd ask him?
You've done this loop a couple times now, haven't you?
Well, I've done quite a few loops. None of them are. I'd say too similar. It's all pretty varied. I mean, whenever I try to use a tactic that worked one time, it seems something always goes awry.
Has this ever been a tactic?
No. I mean, again, this is a first time I've ever been in a situation where the pillars were a thing and were successfully dealt with, at least in this manner. And so I can't say that we've ever dealt with an opening quite like this. And I still have some concern, you know, if we may be going into another trap, but I really don't know any better alternatives right now.
If we get this up and running, would we be able... Is it going to work like before?
I think so, yeah. If this works like she hypothesizes it, I think we can get everyone here, there, pretty quickly.
Can we go anywhere, or will it only be there like theirs?
That's a good question.
So if you, like, stability is a big issue. So if you can get all of the variables exactly right, it should give you a stable jump, right? Which means that if you decide to go somewhere else besides Waypoint, you have to
recalculate.
Either plug in all of that place's numbers, and like that involves physically altering the device, which is not impossible. It just takes time. Or taking just being like, well, this is probably going to be very unstable and dangerous, and just using the device as is, or as it theoretically is when you guys complete it.
Yep. I'll basically pass that along. So we generally can, but it's not quick and easy. Or if we do it quick and easy, it's not the safest.
So we're unlikely to be able to use this to recruit a little more help.
Yeah, and I'll say if we get much bigger, I think we might have a hard time getting through the passage.
Fair.
Yeah, and at least being in the general vicinity, I mean, that, you know, means that we're at least relatively synced up chronologically, because that otherwise coordinating efforts is going to be difficult.
How many people can you link telepathically?
I want to say 8 is the max.
I think 8 is the max. I was looking for it up really quick.
I'm reasonably certain it's actually 8.
Yeah.
Do I have that thing? Yeah, that's more of an arm, so yeah. I think he can do 8.
8 plus whoever else is close to Cat.
True.
Yeah.
Telepathic bond is... Yeah, you and up to 8 allies, so technically 9.
So 9.
But depends on how it casts, how long it will be. It won't be super long. 8 hours is the max.
Yeah.
Probably not going to need 8 hours, as it were. I think the lighthouse is why they have to go back to Waypoint.
Possibly, yeah. That makes sense.
They could copy her designs, but never her actual knowledge.
Yeah, that makes sense there.
Let me know if you need any help.
Oh, okay. I guess when Pistonella gets up, just send her this way. I'll get her up to date.
All right. Cat's going to go to his cabin to see
how much paperwork he has to do.
Yeah.
Well, fortunately, him and Little Sparkle got through a lot of paperwork earlier. So it's just a little bit of paperwork.
And
but,
I might have already gotten into it while he was babysitting Pistonella.
Well, there you go. So actually, when you get there, Little Sparkle has already gotten through the paperwork, except there's like this extra ledger that doesn't seem to belong.
Is it the ledger that I think it is?
Yep.
Did the fox get on the ship?
That's
what did Oren leave this year?
You guys you hear a whistle indicating that something's been spotted.
Now what? No, we shouldn't be back yet.
You go out to look.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sure enough, you can see the fleet.
Oh, hey, guess we've rendezvoused.
Guess we have.
You ready for a motivational speech?
Not at all.
Well, these guys followed you for a reason.
Yeah, that they did.
Captain, the fleet, or Admiral, the fleet's within sight. What should we signal?
Have them gather up and let them know that I'm back.
All right. Goes off and sends some signals. So, getting back to the fleet took you most of a day. But meanwhile, what do Orym and Sakaar do by themselves for about 4 days?
We share stories about what he was doing during the time off, during the 5 years, what I was doing during the 5 years. Maybe we have a few tickle fights. And...
Wait, why does it take us 4 days?
Because we are in a smaller ship than smaller, slower.
Is this some sort of time distortion?
You will ascertain that it in fact is if that gets brought up. But as far as you guys can tell, that's how long it took.
We have a ton of spinach soup recipes to share with everyone else. Mm-hmm.
Spinach soup sandwiches.
They're the best.
They are the best. I'll tell him all of Albrecht and Seven Owls and.
Yeah, I need to get caught up. He spends all the time catching me up on what has happened during the time that he was part of that adventure.
And yeah, emphasizing Dalin, most of it. Emphasizing to remember Dalin. Whatever you do, it is important that you remember Dalin.
What are you, some kind of Jedi? Your mind tricks don't work on me.
What's a Dalin?
You don't want to sell me death sticks.
I hand him 2 death sticks.
Dalin. Every time Orym goes to sleep, he hears this strange
voice. Except Orym doesn't sleep, so.
Voice. Every here's time a, Orym, you know, goes go, into a trance, he hears this strange
voice. Go away, Sakaar.
Dalin.
Go away, Sakaar. I'm trying to get powered
it's
up.
It's not Sakaar.
Of course it is.
No.
I can smell your breath from here.
It's the universe.
Here's a handy song to remember, Dalin. Dalin, Dalin, champion of the goblins. Maybe his skin is a little smooth and not at all wheat, green or red, but he's still pretty cool.
Amazing.
I can get behind
that. I love it.
A plus.
Sometimes when you're at the helm, you just hum it to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yes, eventually you guys... managed to get a good look at the fleet up ahead.
Oh, look, there's the fleet up ahead, Sakaar.
Seems like this has taken longer than we expected.
I mean, we are in a smaller ship.
I suppose.
We don't know how this thing works. Could be time dilation. Could be the ship wanted to be slower than everybody else. Could be we didn't lift the anchor the last time we left dock.
We lifted the anchor. What do you take me for?
Oh, look, there's the fleet.
We rendezvous with the fleet.
Yeah, you guys rendezvous with the fleet.
Oh, hello, fleet.
you get there, nobody shoots at you, and then the other ships go through the process of either linking together or sending a boat over to get people onto the honeypot.
Would they send a boat for us or lower a gangplank or something?
They can probably lower a rope ladder would be the easiest.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys can climb onto the honeypot.
Yep. We'll secure the Eventide Regent as best we can.
Yeah.
Climb up onto the honeypot.
Yep. And, there is a very motley collection of what you assume are the captains of the other ships. And, of course, that Ket knows are the captains of the other ships.
Hey, I think time is breaking down, you guys. Faster than we thought.
It took you 4 days to get here.
Yeah, exactly.
One.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not great.
Or, did we notice that it took them 4 days?
No.
Oh, okay.
As far as Ket is concerned, it took all of you 1 day to get there. As far as Orym and Sakaar are concerned, it took you all 4 days to get here.
But the first thing Sakaar says when he gets on the ship is, that was a 4-day trip.
Sure.
Wait, no, it wasn't.
It was a 1-day trip.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think time is breaking down and the perceptions of time are being skewed. You're obviously in a bigger boat. We're in a smaller boat. gravity distortions, time, etc.
Randus?
Huh? Sounds reasonable.
Okay.
Regardless of the reasons behind it, it, I think, underlines the urgency of our situation.
It does. Ket will look to his gathered captains.
Yeah, they seem a little antsy. They don't know what the deal is.
I assume you are wondering what's going on.
I got a general like, yeah.
Yeah. We have some intel that we need to act very quickly on. We all know where their main base is. You may not have been informed that the reason the sky has cleared up was because of these four and friends of theirs.
Hi.
I mean, some captains are like, oh, great. And some of them, like, don't care.
They have put a hindrance in Asmodeus' plans, and he's trying to fix that.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
That means most of his fleet is away, which means now is our chance to strike him where it hurts.
One of the captains, like, steps forward. Like, are you suggesting a full-on assault on Waypoint?
That is precisely what I'm saying.
I mean, they're gonna, even without the majority of their armada, they have ground defenses. They'd spot us miles away long before we were ever in striking range. Bravo, 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 bravo.
Well,
I say we listen to Cut.
That's the first and last time I'll ever hear from that voice saying that. Yeah.
Well, Orm does have what's that?
Ghost sound.
Ghost sound. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I'm Longbeard Jackson right now. Thank you very much.
I'd listen to what Longbeard Jackson says. I agree with him.
Well, fortunately, we're going to be able to reverse engineer their technology.
Mm.
As you know, Pistonella has already been working on it. Part of what we just received from the boardwalk is going to help her finish that. And then we have the two smartest people I've ever met here to help her out. So they won't be seeing us from a mile away. Because we'll be less than a mile when we appear.
Everybody kind of nods. All right, so what's the plan then? We appear close to them and what? We try to sink some of their ships and then retreat or what?
Assault. The only way we're going to be able to end this is if we can land.
They seem dubious, but like a couple of them are like excited about the prospect, but those are definitely like your how have they made it this long type of captains who are like definitely in it for the fight. Like the more cautious voices seem to not be sold on the idea.
If we want to end his tyranny, this is our best chance. They have opened up an opportunity that we have to take advantage of. I understand many of you will be reticent about this, but after going through all of our options, this is our best chance to end him.
One of them says, well, I am pretty much ready for to exit this war one way or another, so I suppose, at the very least, going out in a blaze of glory will be something. There's like a couple nods from the other captains.
It will be something indeed. We do have a few days to plan something more specific, but I'm going to need your best tactical minds sent over to here, as well as some of your best mages for some of the ideas I've had. So let your crews know what's going on and let me know of any resistance. You're all dismissed.
They start to disperse.
Sparkle will put a hand on Ket's shoulder. Nice work.
We'll see in a couple hours.
They signed up for a rebellion. It's now time to rebel. They'll understand, and they'll follow you.
This isn't going to be easy for anyone, but we've all sacrificed a lot to get to this point, and there's so much at risk.
Last time I led an assault on a god, I was gone in seconds. I still don't know if one of the, or how many people actually made it out. And now I'm going to assault the only reason why I made it out of that alive. So hopefully this is worth it.
How could it not be? What's the alternative?
I don't know.
As long as Asmodeus dies, preferably in fear and pain, it will have been worth it for me.
We're going to take our shot.
Anything else we can do to prepare?
I have a few ideas. Randis, do you need a break, or are you good to continue working?
I can keep working.
All right, go find Pistonella.
All righty. I'll go find her.
Okay.
Aurum.
Yes.
You remember that shield your sister made at the gnome village in the Feywild?
Yeah, the one to keep the all the horrible things out.
Everything in the Feywild is horrible, but yes.
Some more than others.
Fair. Do you think you can mimic that?
Maybe. I mean, I do have the ability to project a... You saw in the bar, invisible wall. Right?
I'm trying to remember, was the... Was that thing an actual full-on shield, or was it more of an illusory thing?
The wall?
Yeah.
Or the thing that Orm's sister did.
The thing that Orm's sister did?
Yeah, that was an illusion.
Okay.
I mean, what are you thinking? Like I said, I do have this wall of force. I don't know if we can magnify it.
How are your illusions?
I throw my hand up in the air and a dove comes flying out of my robe. And then I reach around behind Ket's ear and I pull out a gold coin. And then I hold out a cup and I plunk that gold coin in. And then, with nothing in my hand, I do it several more times. And you can hear the sound of gold coins in that cup. And then, just when Ket's eyes are wide open, I reach into my other sleeve and I whip out a rose and I hand it to him.
Sparkle claps. It's pretty good.
You did ask.
I want to at least triple my fleet.
I'm going to need some really big mirrors. I think we can do it.
All right. Hopefully you can teach some of the mages how to keep it up.
Yes, I will do that. And then suddenly... The little rose that's in my hand just floop and turns into a wand. And then I stick the wand up against my ear and I push in and it disappears. And then I do the magic hands thing. And I go wandering off to figure out how I'm going to take my mere prestidigitation skills and amp them up to fleet size.
Do you actually still have prestidigitation?
I do.
Okay.
It's one of my four starting... spells.
It's one of my favorite cantrips. Like,
it's just a fantastic cantrip.
I'm dirty.
It's just so useful.
Eh, I'm not dirty anymore.
I mean, it doesn't terribly matter for this.
I mean, it's super. I mean, honestly, it's to perform the magic tricks that I just performed for Ket live on stage, one day only, or 4 days, depending on the size of your vessel.
Yeah.
Why are you assuming that that matters?
I don't know. Gravitational pull?
What did Saloth say about unrequisited assumptions?
I say, look over there! Scar looks, and then he turns back around, and I've disappeared.
So that one you could actually pull off.
Yeah, I know, right?
Sparkle claps again.
And then I pop up behind little Sparkle and go, thank you! And then disappear again.
Oh... At least he's in a good mood.
That's something.
Mm-hmm.
He is often, if anything, infuriatingly upbeat.
Mm. It's oddly comforting in a strange way.
Ket's going to go look for Pixo.
Okay. And Pixo's there. He was there for the meeting.
Yeah. I didn't know if he dispersed. I didn't even know if he was there for the meeting.
Yeah.
He was there. He's the one with the beak that turns off.
Yeah. I'm assuming there's more than one hornbill-looking Kenku in the fleet.
There Maybe. Are, yes.
Yeah, see? He's not the only one with the beak that turns up.
Yeah, but his turns up the most.
I mean, he's just got the awesome cannon arm. Pixo.
Hi.
What map knowledge do we have on Waypoint?
Well, I mean, I can tell you after a little bit of looking where Waypoint is right now. I don't think its place in the Astral Sea has changed, or rather, I don't think its path has been altered. So I should be able to give you very precise location for it as far as maps of Waypoint itself. The only place that I think would have any sort of reliable maps of that city would be probably either one of the large libraries in Shalai, or the larger libraries in the Sage's Rectory.
Okay, you can probably wait for a day or so before you have to do anything for your job.
Okay.
So go try and relax.
All right. He heads off.
And we're going in blind.
Well, that sounds like a place to stop this week.
Hmm.
How many of you have gone in blind into an impossible mission? How many of you have gone in blind into an impossible mission with an Eladrin, a half vampire, a Kinku, and a robot man? Well, if you have, please reach out to us, podcast@majorspoilers.com. Let us know what you did so that we don't go into it blind and fail miserably. And we'll find out next time what happens. But until then, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is copyright 2020 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.